Hello and welcome to Now Playing. This is Brock.
This is Alicia.
And today we're reviewing Burn After Reading, the latest Coen Brothers movie. This one starring George Clooney, Frances McDormand, John Malkovich, Brad Pitt, and Tilda Swinton. And of course, again, written by Joel and Ethan Coen and directed by Joel and Ethan Coen because they are...
The Coen Brothers.
The Coen Brothers. Oh. So this is the follow-up to their big Oscar-winning movie. They finally won the Oscar for No Country for Old Men. And this one is not the same kind of movie as No Country for Old Men.
Not so much.
Not so much, but...
Much lower body count.
But a body count, nonetheless. Mm. And it is typical Coen Brothers. They have someone doing some sort of nefarious scheme with not the brightest bulbs in the tree doing it. Someone thinking they can get away with it. And someone trying to come after them because they can't. And if you think about every Coen Brothers movie that I've ever seen, there's that kind of element in every single one.
Exactly.
Which is great because we love the Coen Brothers. I'm going to do something right now that is just evil. Alicia, why don't you try to give a brief plot synopsis of this movie?
Gee, thanks. That's lovely. Okay.
Okay.
So John Malkovich is a CIA agent. The movie takes place in D.C., Washington, D.C. No, wait, it doesn't. It takes place in Langley. Well, it takes place all over.
It takes place in Washington. It doesn't matter. That's the plot. That's not the plot of the movie.
Let me try this. Okay, so John Malkovich is a CIA agent. Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand work for a gym, Hard Bodies.
Right.
John Malkovich is married to Tilda Swinton.
Good.
Somehow... A disc containing sensitive information relating to John Malkovich's character ends up in the gym where Frances McDormand and Brad Pitt get a hold of it.
Right.
And decide that they are going to try and blackmail Malkovich.
For money.
For money.
The information.
Yes, for the information on the disc. George Clooney, of course, is also integral into the plots, into the entire, all elements of the plot of the movie. He is also...
He was some sort of ex-Secret Service, ex-CIA, some kind of guy with some sort of training.
He's
a doofus. He's a doofus.
Ranger?
You know, I didn't catch exactly what he was, but he has
some
the training.
Some sort of,
I thought he was a CIA, a Secret Service maybe or something.
I don't believe he was. I think he got like a cush government job after he retired from his 20 years as a Texas Ranger.
I don't know.
Something involving law enforcement.
So that was very good.
He carries a gun.
That was very good. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Because
I paid attention.
Well, I paid attention too, but I was getting all convoluted into, so she's having an affair with this person and to get a financial straight so you got a good divorce settlement,
puts
it on a disc, the disc gets lost by the lawyer's secretary in the gym, yada, yada, yada. You don't need all that.
Nah.
You did everything absolutely correct.
Thanks.
So you're welcome. color me impressed. So... This one was just a blast for me. I had a great time with it. It's more the kind of Coen Brothers movie that I enjoy, like Raising Arizona and Fargo. Kind of lighter and fun, but still kind of serious.
Exactly. There were dark elements, but I thought that they were tied in very well. I thought that it was very, very humorous at the same time. Whereas, of course, with No Country for Old Men, that was just pretty much dark the whole time.
The whole time. And I have never seen Miller's Crossing. And if you're listening to this and you're fans of that movie... I apologize, and I will get on it immediately. I know there's a fervent fan base for that one.
I've actually seen that.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I should see that. And anyway, so I'm assuming that one's kind of darker as well, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. So
you could say that.
So let's talk about what makes this movie great is the performances by everybody in this movie. We'll start with Mr. George Clooney, who plays a doofus, just a ladies' man, just a fantastic performance by George Clooney.
He was great. And of course, Malkovich. I don't think ever bad in anything that he ever does.
Except Aragon.
Fully commits to the role.
Except Aragon.
You know, I never saw Aragon.
You were the lucky one. Let's move on. Frances McDormand, of course, in another Coen Brothers movie where she belongs. Tilda Swinton really surprised me.
How so?
Because I don't think of her as a comedic actress.
Oh, well.
And obviously, her and Clooney got along on Michael Clayton, and he got her in this. I mean, that's how else would she be here?
That would explain things.
And that's my opinion.
She was great.
And she was great, and come on.
I know. Yeah, I think the person who stole the show in this movie is Brad Pitt. He seemed, maybe he wasn't actually having very much fun, but he seemed like he was having a blast with the role.
Brad Pitt is the guy who's in Mr. and Mrs. Smith playing it. It's comedic, but he's playing it straight. This guy plays a complete 180 from that role and is just the biggest doofus you'll ever see. What a fun role.
They were fabulous.
He had so much fun. The whole thing with the hydrating and the...
Mm-hmm.
And he was just dumb. It was just great. it was really a nice dichotomy, too, from his character in Oceans, the Oceans movies. You know, always one step
ahead. Absolutely. Very smooth and suave. And
I've been a fan of his
smooth and suave are the same thing, aren't they?
They could be. I don't know. I'm neither one of those things. I've been a fan of Pitt's acting since I saw him in Legends of the Fall, and then right after I saw him in 12 Monkeys, and then right after that I saw him in 7.
12 Monkeys sealed it for me.
And then, oh my God, three different characters, completely different characters for me that really, I'm like, this guy is actually the real deal, not just a pretty face. And then this is, now seeing this performance for me is like, great. I know you have it in you, and I'm glad when you show it to us, which is really great stuff. So this is a really fun movie, and this is not George Clooney's first movie, as you know, for the Coen brothers. Can you name the other two? Put you on the
spot. Would that be Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
And the other one.
And the other one.
And the other one is which?
Which is, why don't you tell them?
Well, I know the answer. I'm putting you on the spot again. You did so well the first time, I thought I'd ask you again.
It, hold on, I'm thinking.
Want a hint?
Not Raising Arizona. Yeah, give me a hint.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I need another hint. Oh, it's because I didn't see it. I don't think anybody saw that.
Yes, I know. That's why it's a trivia question.
Aww.
It's Intolerable Cruelty.
I saw
cruelty.
The preview about a billion times. There's a dog and an elevator.
It's No Reservations with... It might as well be. You know, I think I got it right. It's Intolerable Cruelty.
Right? That sounds right.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I don't think I want to mention anything else besides what we already mentioned.
Exactly. We don't need to get into anything else.
The direction's great. The writing is great. Is this top-notch, fantastic Coen brothers? No.
Not so much.
I don't think it is.
I think it was very good. It was a very good movie. It was very well done. I don't think it's the best movie they've ever done. I don't think it's the best comedic Coen brothers movie they've ever done.
And it's not the worst, though.
No, not at all.
So it's, and I think as a
follow-up.
That
would be Intolerable Cruelty.
And I think that as a follow-up to their big breakout, this is a nice, light, we're still the same kind of guys. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, Alicia, we're at that time of the show.
Already?
You recommend? Well, what else do you have to say? I mean, we have a lot to say when we don't like a movie. When we like a movie, all we can really say is go see it.
Exactly, because I want people to experience it themselves. Yes, it was good. Trust us. Please, go see it.
Recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
I recommend it. Go see it. It's new to DVD. Go see it. Check it out. Thank you for joining us for Now Playing. If you'd like to send us an email with some questions or comments, please send us an email to...
I have no idea.
You still don't know?
Ask me every time.
You still don't know?
I need you to write it down.
It's show@nowplayingpodcast.com. And we encourage you to go to our website, which is www.nowplayingpodcast.com. There you can find a link to our forums, and you can find a link to our archives where you can find other movies that we've reviewed, and you can download those and listen to those as well. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.